Pleased to meet you. I'm Dogie Long. Anybody who reads this will think I'm a talkative person, and that will be a big change. You will know from this story that I've never been one to talk a lot, but all my life I've enjoyed my partner's stories, and lately I've been given a chance to tell my own. So I've had to get windy. Stories are the main entertainment of a cowboy crew. There are a lot of ways to tell them, and a lot of kinds to tell, and every cowboy tells them in his own style. Apache cowboy, Adelaido Lupe, could tell a good story with two words and a straight face. My great old partner Cap could tell the beginning, middle, and end of a story with only an expression on his face. Billy B could not tell you his name in less than half a day. I have run with cowboys every day of my life, but I've had my own living to do. I learned early how to make a hand my own way and do right in my own style. So although I'm only another cowboy who goes outside horseback to work cattle, my story is different, as everybody else's is. I guess everybody alive has his own ways of getting along. At least cowboys do. If you set a cowpuncher down beside other kinds of people, you might wonder if he is even human, because he certainly won't look or act the same as other kinds. He is his own kind, whether he finds himself in the Paso del Norte Hotel in El Paso, or way out alone where he just lost Ramirez's cow and can't even find her tracks. However, most of their hearts are the kind any man in the world, man or woman, good or bad, from the cities or from the farms, knows well. Cowboys almost always get along well with other folks. Most learn easy ways to charm people and make friends. Those ways were drilled into me during my first 12 years of life while I kept my mouth shut and waited to tell my story. They are cowboy ways that any person in the world can understand. My cowboy partners raised me to always try to do good, and this is the story of how they did it. I hope it makes friends of people who never rode a horse or turned back a cow. I had to learn how to talk a lot without stopping to tell it, so something good has already come of it. Cowboys are like everybody else. They need friends. If this story doesn't make new friends for cowboys, at least the size and weight of it will make a doorstop, or at least a paperweight. That's good, too. Biography. J.P.S. Brown is the author of 13 novels about cowboys, horses, and cattle. He was given the Will James Society's Big Enough Award in 1999 for his contribution to the cowboy tradition, and the Arizona Historical Society's Lawrence Clark Powell Award in 2002 for his contributions to Southwestern Letters. His book, Jim Cane, was made into the film Pocket Money with Paul Newman.